you crying, oh no, oh, oh, oh.
Is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammie McCormick. President Trump will soon begin the dismantling of another federal agency, as Natalie Brand reports.
After weeks of talking about it,
we want education to be moved back where the states run education.
President Trump is expected to sign an executive order this afternoon aimed at dismantling the Department of Education, a longtime goal of conservatives.
We have spent more than $3 trillion at this federal bureaucracy. What has been the return on that investment for the American taxpayer? Levels that are less than ideal, less than proficient.
In the Middle East, Israel has launched more ground operations in Gaza after days of airstrikes and despite angry protesters who staged demonstrations in Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. The protesters are worried about the fate of the hostages. With the renewed fighting, the government sees things differently. Mark Kansian of the Center for International Studies.
As much as they would like to get their hostages back, but facing the prospect of a Gaza that is returned to Hamas control, they're deciding to attack Hamas, trying to get a better deal.
European leaders gathered today to discuss peacekeeping if there is a deal between Russia and Ukraine to win that war. British Prime Minister Keir Starmer.
I'm clear in my mind that if there is a deal, and I hope there is, we need to do the planning beforehand, not after the deal.
The Trump administration has issued a warning about the vandalism of Tesla vehicles. Linda Kenyon has that.
In a statement, Attorney General Bondi says, quote, if you join this wave of domestic terrorism against Tesla properties, the Department of Justice will put you behind bars.
The storm system that swept across the nation yesterday left behind a continuing wildfire threat. Jim Crisula reports.
The fires have prompted evacuations near a national forest outside Houston and forced the shutdown of parts of busy U.S. Highway 1 in the Florida Keys during spring break. Montgomery County, Texas Judge Mark Keogh says authorities there are ready to deal with fires.
We don't want somebody to say this caught us off guard. That's not in our DNA.
Red flag warnings for dangerous wildfire conditions are posted in the Dakotas and in parts of New Mexico, Colorado, and Nebraska. Jim Crisula, CBS News.
After this year's devastating wildfires, officials in Los Angeles are looking ahead to hosting the 2028 Olympics.
Everybody loves a comeback story. And when the world comes to L.A. in 2028, ours will be on full display.
The International Olympic Committee named Christy Coventry as the first woman and African president. On Wall Street, the Dow off 11 points today. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Racine is rich with elected officials today. Governor Tony Evers and Senator Tammy Baldwin are visiting the city for separate events. Evers is touring Veterans Outreach of Wisconsin. Baldwin is continuing her Hands Off My Medicaid tour. She'll be at the MLK Community Center. Microsoft has temporarily halted construction on two of their Racine County sites to evaluate the market. That's according to CBS 58. The company does say that the rest of the data center project in Mount Pleasant remains on track, with the first phase still set for completion by 2026. Health concerns and prior commitments prevented some alders from attending a Racine Common Council meeting Tuesday night. The Racine County Eye has coverage of which alders were present, which were absent, and the reasons behind the delayed veto vote. Dirty rain yesterday was caused by western wildfire smoke mixing with rain. It left some vehicles covered in a grimy film. The Racine County Bar Association has released its judicial qualification poll for the upcoming circuit court election. Incumbent John Fredrickson got 40 votes, challenger Jamie McClendon got 10. And Racine's basketball teams are set to compete in the state high school basketball tournament, with WRJN broadcasting the Prairie School game tonight. Parks will air tomorrow. Coverage starts at 6 p.m. this evening. We get going at 1 tomorrow. We'll also air the championship games on Saturday if either team advances. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
A Badgers win in the tournament. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports. March Madness, the Wisconsin Badgers men's basketball team with a victory today over the Montana Grizzlies. The final 85-66 in favor of the Badgers. Guard John Blackwell leading scoring with 19 points. Stephen Krall, 18. John Tanjay had 15 in all five Badgers players with double-digit points. Up next, they face the winner of Brigham Young against Virginia Commonwealth University on Saturday. Marquette is in Cleveland, where they'll face New Mexico tomorrow night, game time 6:25. How much will making it to the tournament for a fourth year in a row help the Golden Eagles? Head coach Shaka Smart.
I think a ton. Having been through the twists and turns of the NCAA tournament, I think both the wins that we've had and also the losses we've had taught us a lot of lessons, taught those guys a lot of lessons. When you get to the NCAA tournament, it does feel different. It still comes down to trying to be the best version of yourselves as a team and individually out there on the court.
That's Marquette Shaka Smart with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
Sunny and still breezy today, keeping our high temperatures to the upper 30s. With partly sunny skies tomorrow, we rise mild to the mid-50s. Winds will be whipping out of the south, getting us there. And we could have a few sprinkles late at night. Then on Saturday, it'll be sunny with highs in the upper 30s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 42.
WRJN, it's Kurt Vollman with Diane Carlson, Executive Director of the Racine Arts Council. Hey, Diane.
Hey there. Good afternoon.
What are we doing today? What are we highlighting?
Well, let's talk about a lovely evening in a lovely location supporting a legacy arts organization. I was inviting some friends to join me at an event on Friday, and I was using the words wine, Italian food, and music all at the Hotel Verdant.
Oh, okay.
That's what Racine Symphony Orchestra is bringing on Friday night, March 21st, their next musical Flights. Racine Symphony Orchestra's musical Flights combine wine tastings and Italian charcuterie board appetizers, got it out, with casual chamber music by the orchestra's brass ensemble. This month, it's in a new location at the Hotel Verdant. Okay. Tickets are $55. I strongly recommend getting tickets soon. The February event did sell out. Last time I checked, March tickets were still available. Tickets are on the Racine Symphony website. To use the symphony's own words, with limited seating, this elegant event offers a rare opportunity to indulge in fine music, flavors, and company. I really loved the February version. Tickets are on their website at racinesymphony.org.
And your website for the arts calendar?
The arts calendar has this and everything else happening at racineartscouncil.org.
By the way, the Hotel Verdant, kind of an arts hotel anyway. There's a lot of beautiful art in there.
It's a perfect blend.
Yeah, very good. All right, Diane Carlson, Executive Director of the Racine Arts Council, and I'm Kurt Vollman on WRJN.
Spread Conference Center, local news and timeless hits.
Hey!
thinking about time? Well, before you do anything rash, dig this. Everybody plays the fool sometimes. There's no exception to the rule. Listen, baby, it may be factual, maybe cruel.
And we listened. Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN. And if you think these hits are timeless, you're going to want to listen to Lou Regani and Music of the Stars Sunday mornings from 7 till noon. Before Elvis, before Buddy Holly, before the Beatles, there was Nat King Cole, there was Benny Goodman, Glenn Miller, Frank Sinatra. You can hear it all Sundays from 7 till noon. Lou Regani and Music of the Stars on WRJN.
Is chronic pain draining your energy? Relief is closer than you think. Racine Disc Center specializes in treating chronic and severe pain that prevents you from living the life you want. From disc and knee decompression to laser therapy, they have state-of-the-art equipment that can provide life-changing pain relief without medication or surgery. Just think, by summer, you could be doing things you haven't done in years, like exercising or taking that trip on your bucket list. Visit RacineDiscCenter.com, where you go to get your life back.
Craving fresh, flavorful signature subs or chef salads? Lee's Deli has just what you need. You'll find them at Twins Food Mart on 16th and Packard, Elite Mini Market on Washington Avenue, Taylor Mart on Taylor Avenue, and now Cristiano Supermarket at 2054 Kearney Avenue. Or visit the shop on Washington Avenue and enjoy a hot sandwich that's fit for a king. Hot ham and cheese, Reuben, meatball sub, and more. Why settle for ordinary when you can have extraordinary? Lee's Deli, for over 50 years, serving Racine one meal at a time.
My friends swim no matter the season, but my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis can sometimes take me out of the moment. Now, thanks to Skyrizi and Clear Skin, count me in. With Skyrizi, Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months. Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Ask your doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist-prescribed biologic in psoriasis, and visit SkyRizzi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZZI to learn more.
Winter is out and winning is in. It's our Break in the Spring statewide text to win contest on your local Civic Media radio station. Your daily shot at a Chula Vista getaway, Milwaukee Brewers club-level tickets, or $100 cash. And every entry gets you closer to the grand prize, a brand-new Verlo Queen mattress set complete with a mattress, sheets, protector, and pillows. Download the Civic Media app from the App Store or Google Play Store. Choose your station, then get set to win starting Monday, March 24th.
With local news and now timeless hits, WRJN is all you need to keep up to date on news from Racine, Wisconsin and around the world. With Stuart J. Waddles in the Radio Park Newsroom and the statewide resources of the Civic Media Network and CBS, our commitment to keeping you informed is as strong as ever. For 98 years, Racine's source for local news and news from around the world. WRJN.
News, Timeless Hits, WRJN. All right, now a song from a group who lost their guitarist to Lynyrd Skynyrd. Lynyrd Skynyrd opened up for Strawberry Alarm Clock, and their guitarist Ed King defected and went over to Lynyrd Skynyrd. Here's Incense and Peppermints on WRJN.
Good sense, ill sense, crippling mankind. Ed King's many things I can't define. Occasions, but swaggers, but to your mind. Incense and peppermints, the color of time.
Who cares what games we choose? Little to win, but nothing to lose.
Incense and peppermints, meaningless nouns. Turn on, tune in, turn your eyes around.
Look what you saw, look what you saw.
The anger.
politics and politics, nothing is new. A yardstick for lunatics, one point of view.
Timeless Hits, WRJN. We are your home for high school basketball action. The Prairie School is still in the tournament. Racine Park is still in the tournament. We've got Prairie on the air tonight taking on Bonduelle. 6:35 p.m. Dick Graceffa has the call. Hear it right here on WRJN. Now let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
It's a double dose of dignitaries in Racine today. Governor Tony Evers and U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin are set to visit. Evers will tour Veterans Outreach of Wisconsin and will talk about his budget initiatives aimed at supporting veterans. This afternoon, Baldwin will continue her hands-off Medicaid tour at the MLK Community Center. According to a report on CBS 58, Microsoft has temporarily halted construction on two of their Racine County sites. They have three total. Company officials tell the TV station that the rest of the data center project in Mount Pleasant is still on track, with the first phase expected to open in 2026. The company says they need to reevaluate the market before moving ahead. Health concerns and prior commitments are some of the reasons why a few alders didn't get to a Racine Common Council meeting Tuesday night. The Racine County Eye goes deeper about what alders showed, which ones didn't, and the reasons why the delayed veto vote. Read all about it at RacineCountyEye.com. Did your car get dirty after the rain yesterday? There's a name for the phenomenon, dirty rain. People across the area were surprised to find their vehicles covered in a grimy film yesterday as a result of the dirty rain. The National Weather Service says it's particles from western wildfires mixing with rainfall. The combination of smoke carried by the wind and the rain created the perfect condition for the messy weather event. And the stage is set for Racine's basketball teams to shine in the state high school basketball tournament. WRJN will air the Prairie Schools Division 4 game against Bonduelle at 6 tonight. Tomorrow, Park makes a historic return to the state stage, facing off against Cedarburg. If either team secures a spot in the championship, WRJN will broadcast that game on Saturday. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, a low near 30. For tomorrow, increasing clouds and breezy, highs in the mid-50s. Then some rain around for Friday night. Saturday looking mostly sunny and cooler, a high near 40. More rain possible Sunday. It's 42 right now. WRJN.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. It's Kurt Vollman. It says here, according to a study, too little sleep has the same effect on the brain as alcohol does. Plus, it's cheaper.
To believe they never were.
local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN, and so is the late Paul Harvey with archived episodes of The Rest of the Story. You can hear Paul Harvey weekday mornings at 7:25 with Don Rosen and at 12:05 with Dan Marcus. Brought to you in part by Racine Disc Center, online at racinediscscenter.com, or visit the clinic on Rapids Drive just east of Gulf Avenue. If you miss an episode on air, check out the weekly shows online at WRJN.com. News and Timeless Hits on WRJN, and we have got a fun way to kick off the baseball season. That's right. You can register for a daily chance to win a four-pack of club seats to see the Brewers take on the A's on Friday, April 18th. Just go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals tab, and enter on the contest page. No purchase needed. Entries must be received by April 11th. Good luck from WRJN.
The Senior Companion Program brings seniors and volunteers together for all the best reasons.
My name is Julia Brinkerhoff, and I live at Elizabeth Gardens in Racine.
My name is Lori Radowin, and I'm a volunteer for the Senior Companion Program.
I met her at Walker Manufacturing years ago. I believe this was her first job.
And as a volunteer, the time commitment really isn't that much.
She comes once a week, and we play Scrabble.
Oh, the highlights of my week are listening to Julia's 99 years of experience on this earth. Oh, it's well worthwhile. It doesn't take a lot of time. It's up to you if you'd like to add more than 1 hour a week.
To become a Senior Companion volunteer, call 262-898-1941.
Hi, this is Mike at your CBD store in Racine. We're excited to introduce Nero Water Soluble CBD, the innovative way to experience faster, more effective relief for managing stress, pain, neurological issues, or just want to boost your overall wellness. Nero Water Soluble CBD absorbs quickly, delivers results within 5 to 10 minutes. We offer expert advice, friendly service, and a full range of high-quality CBD products. Your CBD store, Racine, wellness that works, on the corner of 31 and Spring Street. Let us help change your life one drop at a time.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Dan, how you doing? Haven't seen you around the gym.
Yeah, I've really fallen off. Since I turned 40, I just don't get the results I used to get.
Could be lower testosterone. I went through it a while back. I got Nugenix Total T, and it's made a huge difference for me.
I've seen that ad on TV. Is it for real?
Oh, yeah. The key ingredient is something called Testnor, which helps boost free and total testosterone levels to help you trim up and stay lean.
And it's made a difference for you?
Man, I feel like I'm in my 20s again. At work, in the gym, and in the bedroom.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try it for themselves?
Yeah, you just need to send them a text. Text TIP to 321-321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help you get back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text TIP to 321-321. That's TIP to 321-321.
Products and statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or illness.
Listen this Friday on the Civic Media app and WRJN.com for State Boys Basketball semifinal action as Racine Park takes on Cedarburg.
Racine Park 71, Waterford 41. The Park Panthers advance to a state Division II semifinal game.
The winner of Friday's D2 semifinal moves on to Saturday's WIAA State Basketball Championship. Find it on the Civic Media app at WRJN at 1 p.m. Friday or at WRJN.com.
Tell me, what did I do wrong to make you stay away so-
98 years, WRJN has brought you local news, and now Timeless Hits 2 coming up, CBS News at 5. And we'll check in with Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom. Mostly clear tonight, a low of 28. Tomorrow, breezy, a high of 52, sunny and 39 on Saturday.
Hey, girl, what you doing down there? Dancing alone every night while I live right above you. I can hear your music playing. I can feel your body swaying. One floor below me, you don't even know me. I love you. Oh, my darling.
Not three times
on the ceiling if you want me.
Twice on the pipe.
If the answer is no. Sweetness means you
meet me in the hallway.
Whoa,
twice on the pipe
means you ain't gonna show. If you look out your window tonight, pulling the string with the note that's attached to my heart. Read how many times I saw. In my silence, I adored you. And only in my dreams did that wall between us come apart. Oh, my darling.
Knock three times
on the ceiling
if you want me. Twice on the pipe.
If the answer is no. Oh, my sweetness. Means you
meet me in the hallway.
Whoa,
twice on the pipe.
Means you ain't gonna show.
If you want me.
Whoa,
twice on the pipe.
If the answer is no.
I love you, I love you.
Oh, my sweetness
you.
Means you'll
meet me in the hallway.
Twice on the pipe.
WRJN.
Tell you, come closer. And if she tempts you with a chance, tell her no, 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 no. The chance.
Tell her no,
oh,
no, no,
oh,
no, no, no.
Down love and love from
no,
your arms.
No.
I still love her so.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammie McCormick. President Trump has signed the executive order to begin dismantling the Education Department.
Sounds strange, doesn't it? Department of Education, we're going to eliminate it, and everybody knows it's right.
It's something he's long promised to do.
We're going to be returning education, very simply, back to the states where it belongs, and this is a very popular thing to do, but much more importantly, it's a common sense thing to do.
As part of its investigation into the collapse of Baltimore's Francis Scott Key Bridge, federal officials are asking several states to take a closer look at their bridges. NTSB Chair Jennifer Homendy.
We're urging 30 owners of 68 bridges in 19 states to perform a vulnerability assessment of their bridge's risk of catastrophic collapse from a vessel collision.
The Key Bridge, which collapsed after a container ship hit it, was 30 times greater than the acceptable risk. Israel's continuing airstrikes and ground operations in Gaza now, and that's prompted protests in Tel Aviv and Jerusalem.
People dying.